The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stabmiller tonight. It is the 19th day of May, 2021. COVID-19. I am not the problem. I am not the solution. I am merely the messenger. Received an email today. I'm going to touch on it a little bit here, and then we're going to get into some good stuff here. I got another great clip for you tonight, and it's going to be posted on the website. Michael, please post that on the website after we're done here. And, you know, hearing is great. Sometimes seeing is even better. And I highly recommend watching this video. It's 55 minutes long. We're going to split it up in two sections tonight, but I want you to get the full effect of it. Listen to it, and I want you to watch it, because there's a little bit of demonstration in there with one of the physicians talking about, well, the apparatus, the technology of what is possible and likely to happen. You must understand what might become. The key points to this email I received was a lot of talking heads on RBN. No experts, maybe more so than the CDC and Dr. Fauci. We have no doctors. We have no scientists on staff here at RBN. A few medical people, myself included. So basically what I responded back was, there are a lot of theories out there, but let's settle on this. Now, I pointed out from the very, very beginning that COVID was a scam, a plandemic, a scam. I pointed that out very, very quickly. First part of it was the economic reset. I figured that's got to be a big part of it, because these agendas, these operations, and this is an operation, this is one of the biggest, the greatest fraud I think we will ever see. I can't see them getting any bigger than this one. It's a global economic fraud. It's global operation. It is everything. It is more than just one thing. There's many, many things tied into COVID, the COVID operation, the pandemic, the scandemic. Many, many, many things that are all coming together. It's hard to recognize that right from the very beginning, but the economic reset was probably the most logical thing. The Wall Street was, the markets were up high, 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 and they shouldn't have been. It was not a consumer-driven market. It was manipulated with quantitative easing and plunge protection. It had to come down at some point in time. You know, you want to know what Wall Street's really doing. You want to understand how Wall Street works. Tail, if we could do so, watch the bigwigs and when they start to sell off their stuff, because they know something's coming. Yes, there is insider trading at Wall Street. Yes, there is. Big time. There's a nod. There's a wink. They're not stupid enough to put it in emails like Martha Stewart. They're not stupid. They got ways of doing it. You know, it's like going to an auction, a nod, a wink, on, you know, pull on your ear. There's little ways to tip off somebody to, you know, sell now. Some big stuff's coming down the pipe here. You want to unload that stock. You're going to make a mint here. It's going to tank. You know, buy low, sell high. That's the way it's always been, and it continues. There's so much fraud on Wall Street, and we've always known that. So The scam artists on Wall Street know how to get away with this. So here's why I responded back. There are a lot of theories out there, but let's settle on this. Number one, is COVID the end of the world? Why go into a lab to make a vaccine that has such a high survivability rate? Why would we do that? Well, you wouldn't. If you're going to make an effective vaccine, then why not take your isolated pathogen, weaken it, which is alive, attenuated, and then make your vaccine? Why not do that? Why do messenger RNA? Now, John Rappaport says they've not isolated it. I do believe they have isolated. They're just not showing it to anybody. They don't want anybody to see it. And they've come up with this second excuse to say, we can't do it that way like the live attenuated. We must do it a different way. We must use a messenger RNA to go down there and tweak the DNA, spike proteins and all that fun stuff. So I disagree with John Rappaport. They have it. They're simply not going to expose it. They're not going to release it, because then somebody can actually say, hey, wait a minute here. You got to remember, they're not sharing their trade secrets here. This is all patented stuff. And it's always about the money. A lot of it, it's about money, okay, at this point. Because all the possible treatments were taken off completely the beginning here. It's gone. Hydroxychloroquine's gone. Everything you think of that could have been early stages was taken off the market, basically. Can't do that. There's one solution. And it's not getting it and building up a natural immunity, which would be a robust immunity. It would be in the form of a shot, a vaccine. And this is not a vaccine. This is a shot. This is a jab. Anything else you want to call it. It is not a preventive measure. Okay. So getting back to my emailer, if you're going to make an effective vaccine, then why not take your isolated pathogen, weaken it, live attenuate it, and then make your vaccine? Why are they running around testing healthy people who have no symptoms using a flawed PCR testing? Pretty amazing, isn't it? Testing healthy people with a flawed test that you know will give you false positives. Drive those numbers up. Get that fear up there. There's absolutely no such thing as an asymptomatic spreader. None. So why block all the real science and take down their theories from social media? Why would you do that? All these questions I have posed to you spells out fraud, outright fraud. No doubt about it. We don't have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers myself, but I am able to recognize a lie and fraud when it comes to COVID. I knew from the start it was fraud. The rest of the puzzle came together over time, and we found the clips of what Gates and what he had in mind. Too many people on this planet. Let's reduce the population. Get rid of those bottom feeders. COVID has many objectives with it. It is never just one objective. If we had scientists on the staff at RBN here, the network, I guarantee you we would surely be shut down. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. That is a fact. All we can do as hosts is filter through what sounds logical and meet science and relay science to you that we can better understand. Personally, myself, I see through this stuff. I use my medical knowledge. I still have a lot of knowledge. I took the micro classes. I love that stuff. So what I do, I filter through the stuff. I said, that's not possible. That's BS. That's bunk. There's no way. I knew right away with this asymptomatic spreader and testing healthy people, there was something big on the horizon. This is an agenda here. Very disappointed that a lot of my colleagues would not step up to the plate, would not expose the fraud. Some of them did. Hospitals came down on them. They shut their mouths. The medical boards came down on them. And you're going to lose your license? You want to practice still? They've got kids in college. They got a mortgage on the house, cars. They don't want to lose all that. They keep their mouths shut. They don't want to be canceled. So the best I can do is filter through what I can find, and which, like I said, makes sense, logic, and then relay that to you. I'm nothing more than the messenger. The guy behind the mic here is the messenger, okay? I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm the messenger to what I can find out and expose the truth. Expose the fraud and bring it to you. That's the best I can do. That's the best any of us can do on this network. And tonight, we're going to play a video here, 55. We're just going to split it up. and we're all going to learn. I've seen this thing a couple times already. I've sent it around to everybody in my circle. You got to watch this. You know, people say, oh, it's 55 minutes. Hey, 55 minutes is not much. It's not much. This is so important to understand what's being said in this video here. You know, you can waste 55 minutes doing what? What can 55 minutes? You can watch a stupid sitcom, the laughing box there, the laugh tracks that make that tell you like a trained seal, laugh now, laugh now. There's nothing more dumb and ignorant than watching a sitcom where they actually have a laugh track to tell you, hey, it's time right now, trained seal, laugh. This is supposed to be funny. Well, if it's funny, damn it, I'll know it's funny and I'll laugh. I don't need to be told to laugh. Stupidity. As my father used to call it, the idiot box. And very little on TV is good these days. Very little. So we're going to skip this first break here we're coming up on. Michael, let's play this video here. It's called The Shocking Truth About COVID-19. Several doctors. It's narrated by, I'm not sure who he is. He's got a foreign accent there. We're going to place it on the website here when we're done. And you listen to it now, and please watch it, because there's some demonstrations. You must understand the technology, the nanobots, how it gets into the system, the tagging, the identification, all these things that they could do with this technology. And, of course, they will, because that's why they created it. That's why they're talking about immunity passports and smart systems to track where you go. They don't create things. They don't invent things to shelve them. They invent them to use. So this, like I said, this is amazing stuff. This is like right out of a sci-fi movie. But how much have we seen in sci-fi movies that actually became real? Quite a bit. Quite a bit of Star Trek. Quite a bit of this and that in sci-fi, in the theater world, on the big screen, has come to be a reality, our reality. And I think what Michael Rivero says quite often, and I have to agree, when sci-fi becomes a reality, mankind will suffer. We are living in the surveillance police state age right now. 5G, you think it was all about download speeds so you can get faster videos and faster clips? No, it had nothing to do with that. They worked really hard to get that thing kicked off, because that was the beginning of the surveillance of what COVID they were going to do later on with the tracking system on the passport immunities. It all comes together. I understand it. I hope you do also. Michael, let's go ahead and play this, the shocking truth about COVID-19.
Why are thousands of doctors and scientists worldwide being censored? Why is it not allowed for medical experts to speak out about the COVID-19 vaccine and about effective treatments for COVID-19? We are in an age of unprecedented censorship. Freedom of speech has completely disappeared on planet Earth. Literally thousands upon thousands of documentaries, interviews, programs from doctors and scientists have been removed from the internet. Their websites have been taken down without any warning. What is going on? Why is there such an aggressive push for a vaccine for COVID-19? Why is literally every successful treatment for COVID-19 being banned from so many countries? There is something going on. Hi, I am David Sorensen from StopWorldControl.com. Today I have a guest in our studio, Dr. Carrie Madej. She is a medical expert who has done research for decades, and she has found some extremely disturbing things about the upcoming vaccine for COVID-19. Dr. Carrie Madej has been the medical director of two large clinics. She has a vast medical experience, and we are honored to have her here. I want to encourage you to watch this video to the end so you can hear what she has to say. This may well be the most important video you will ever watch in your life.
I am very excited to be here, and I feel it's very urgent that we get this information out to everyone. I started researching vaccines probably in my early 20s. Been very interested in them, but never before have I seen the technology being used on this proposed COVID-19 vaccine. Never before. First of all, this vaccine will be using a modified RNA or modified DNA in the vaccine. So why is this important? It's important to know because it could potentially alter our DNA, our genome. And what's the big deal about DNA or RNA? Well, our genome. Well, the genome is what makes us human and what separates us from the rest of the animals and plants in the world. It's the blueprint for what creates us, what how we reproduce, how we function, how we repair, how we evolve. So one little change, one little protein inserted, one taken out, one changed, can actually create a congenital defect or a hereditary disorder. So a little change is grand. So something that can alter that could really be devastating on us humans, right? So they're proposing to use this technology, and part of this is called transfection, okay? Transfection is the same technology being used to make a genetically modified organism, such as a tomato or corn in the grocery store. And we all know that Monsanto is pretty well known for making genetically modified organisms. And they're not as healthy as the organic, the wild type that you see out in nature. So if this is the same technology being used on the plants, well, what would happen to us humans? Potentially, we would not be as healthy, okay? And I want to remind everyone that this is the first time that it would be used on humans large scale. We would be the experiment. We would be the lab rats. We don't have long-term studies. So this is very, very important to know. Let me just go and show you or tell you about one of the front runners for this vaccine. That is Moderna. Moderna has been given about $1 billion from the U.S. government for research and development. It's backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So they have a lot of money backing them. I want to let you know they're kind of the new kids on the block. They really have not been around for that long. They have never developed a human vaccine nor a human medicine ever. This is their first run at it. Also, just to know, for you to know that they have gone from fast track their vaccine light years. Okay, so they went from a lab, you know, experiment to phase two, which is using only 45 human subjects in 63 days, 2 months. That's crazy. We should have years behind that. And I'm going to remind you that this is the first time they've ever developed a vaccine. Their early studies so far showed that in their phase two, which is using 45 human subjects, when they did introduce this vaccine into the human subjects, 100% of the high-dose vaccine group, 100% got systemic side effects. In the low-dose vaccine group, 80% got systemic side effects. So already we're seeing initially side effects. Now, long-term, we don't know. So on Moderna, one of the ways that they could apply this would be a proposal would be going to use a bandage called a microneedle platform. So microneedle platform would be a bandage that you could get in the mail, like Amazon or UPS. It's a bandage you would apply on your hand here, and then you take the sticker off, and then voila, you have a vaccine. You do it yourself. So how are they doing this? The bandage has tiny little microneedles on it, and it's designed after a snake fang or a viper fang. So it's like a bite from a snake, but many of them. And they say you really won't feel it, but it goes into your skin and the little tiny microneedles will be injected. So what's in a microneedle? It'll be either the DNA or the RNA vaccine. Number two, it'll be something called luciferase. Now this is very important to know. They patented an enzyme called luciferase, okay? So this is called luciferase, they claim, because it gives a bioluminescence, a light, okay? And it's not something you can see or feel, but if you have a special device like a smartphone app with a special application, you can scan over it and it will light up. It'll show a pattern, a digital code, a barcode, a tattoo. We're going to be branded. Each person will have their own ID. You know, this reminds me of World War II. You know, it's something to think about, being branded like a product in the store. So that will be in there, and that will hold proof that you're being vaccinated. They want to make sure that you're scanned and that you've gotten the vaccine. So we'll be branded. What could that be used for? Well, there's lots of technologies out there, but it's something that we need to be concerned about. So there's two things. We have a brand new experimental DNA or RNA vaccine that could potentially alter our genome. And number two, we're going to be tattooed or branded with an ID. And then number three, there'll be, this is all in a hydrogel. So hydrogel is a technology that was invented by DARPA, Department of Advanced Research Project Agency. Now, this is a small part of the Pentagon or the Department of Defense. They make the sci-fi inventions that you might hear about. So this is one of their inventions. You can look up on YouTube, Hydrogel, the company Profusa, and DARPA, and you'll see some clips of some of the technology of this. So this is a special technology because it goes under the skin. The body doesn't reject it, and it has nanotechnology, which are microscopic robotic organisms. So these microscopic organisms that are robotic will be in your body, okay? They can assemble, disassemble, and reassemble, and to do innumerable things into the body. So the idea of this would be, it's a way for it to gather information from your body. So you could get your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your, you know, heart rate, which sounds good. Okay, gather that information. However, it's also has a potential to be used for other things. It can gather how many steps you've taken, if you've fallen, if you're swimming, if you're running, if you're menstruating, how your menstrual cycle goes, if you're having sex, if you're sleeping. It actually has a potential to know your emotions, okay? All of this data, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is being accumulated. And where is it going? Well, they claim it goes to a smart app like your phone, the iCloud, or any smart device. But who's getting this information? Who is using it? What are they using it for? That has not been answered. So the other important thing to know is they're gathering all this information about us. And we're putting that out. So we're being connected to artificial intelligence. You have to know this is not just a vaccine. We're being connected to artificial intelligence. So just like a phone, you have your smartphone. You can send a text, you can send an email, but then the phone or someone else can send something back to you, to your phone. That means something can send something back to our bodies, messages or information. Well, What could happen from that? I could imagine that you could be affected with your mood or your behavior, your memory. That could really cause a lot of problems, a lot of confusion. And who's in charge of this? The Department of Defense, Bill and Melinda Gates, who's doing this? We don't have answers yet, but this is something real to know. This is being proposed. And I don't know if you've heard of something called ID 2020, but it's also the idea that everybody will have a unique identifier. And from that identifier, everything will happen. We will not need credit cards. We won't need cash. Well, this is the beginning of the unique identifier, this branding, this tattoo. This means the end of cash, the end of credit cards. This is the beginning of all of this, okay? The loss of autonomy, the loss of independence, the loss of privacy. We have to really know what these people are intending to do. So the hydrogel also, the companies are claiming that the hydrogel has the potential to be an on-demand drug delivery system. Okay, and I'm not saying it's coming in this vaccine, but I'm saying this is the same technology. You need to know this. So an on-demand drug delivery, that means that through a light application that a drug could be delivered into your body. Well, that's a little concerning because I know if I take a medicine, I have a tablet and a bottle that has a label. I see the tablet. It has a unique identifier on the tablet and I take it and I know when I take it, I'm in control. But what if something, it has a light source, and I'm not quite sure what they mean by that, but that is what they're talking about, can activate something in your body? What if you don't know it's been activated? What if there's a problem with it? I mean, could you imagine the implications of this? What if a bunch of people are rioting out of control? Could something be stimulated in you to sedate you? I could imagine in the wrong hands, this could be very dangerous. Is that part of the reason of our military being involved? I'm just giving you some ideas to be critical thinkers and to know what they're proposing in these vaccines and to research these things for yourself. You really have to know how it's not just a vaccine they're giving us. They're manipulating our DNA, our genome. And, you know, they say it's temporary, but I'm telling you that when you manipulate the genome with transfection, you can make it permanent. It is a possibility. And they won't know that until they do it to all of us. Do you want to take that chance?
One other element that is extremely concerning about this vaccine is that it is being pushed by the number one vaccine dealer in the world, who is Bill Gates. This is a man who has literally zero medical education. I want to ask you a question. If you are ill, you go to a doctor, you go to somebody who was trained to treat you properly, someone who can accurately diagnose you and who can propose the best treatment on your way to recovery. Would you ever go to a person who has literally zero medical training? None of us would ever do that. Bill Gates, however, is the person who is the number one voice in the world, controlling entire governments, health organizations in many countries. He is the number one financier of the World Health Organization. He dictates what they do and what they don't do. This is a man who has literally zero medical education, yet he is the number one voice in the world, directing humanity as a whole in extremely dangerous medical decisions in a medical direction. He is the one who finances the vaccine companies. He is the one who spoke with President Trump. And you can hear this clip in a few seconds where he literally said to President Trump, you should not investigate the risks or the damages of vaccines.
And the second time I saw him was the march after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing, because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccine, ill effects of vaccine, ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Bill Gates is known for devastating destruction that he has caused worldwide with his vaccines.
What the truth? You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Stand or fall, if we do not come together, we will not win this battle against the elites that are carrying out this Operation COVID-19. We're listening to a good track here, a 55-minute track. We'll finish it up, probably go a little over the top of the hour in the second hour. I would advise people about 5 minutes to the top of the hour, start lining up with your calls. The telephone number is 512-248-8252 if you've got the minutes. If you don't, we'll pay for the call, 800-313-9443. So start getting in line about 5 till the top of the hour there, and we'll take your calls and answer your questions, and we'll debate this and discuss the issues here. This is a great clip. I'm really impressed with Carrie McDay, Dr. Carrie McDay here, and what she's talking about, this nanobot technology. The vaccine through the patch on the forearm is pretty amazing to watch this thing. It's like she said, it's kind of tailored after a snake, the viper, the venom itself, and one of those situations. It's pretty amazing technology. It reminds me of the movie Gattaca, you know, the sci-fi movie Gattaca with Ben Affleck there. and Jude Law. Amazing stuff. Like I said, how much have we seen in the real sci-fi movies has actually turned out to be our reality? That stuff, the technology is really there. So we're going to finish up this. The website, their website is stopworldcontrol.com, and we are listening to The Shocking Truth of COVID-19 with Carrie McDay, Dr. Carrie McDay, being a witness, testifying here what this is all about. Let's go ahead and finish it up.
Bill Gates is known for a devastating destruction that he has caused worldwide with his vaccines. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a close relative to late John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated because he was investigating the corruption in the CIA. Robert Kennedy has the same passion for truth and to fight corruption. He investigated the vaccine industry of Bill Gates, and he made a report that shows how he has made millions of women infertile without them knowing it. He has caused paralysis, autism, death in hundreds of thousands of children. He has been kicked out of India for doing that. There is literally a petition at the White House with more than 600,000 signatures from people who demand an investigation against Bill Gates for crimes against humanity. This is the man, zero medical education. He knows nothing about treating sick people, yet he is the number one vaccine dealer. Why is he doing that? He said literally that getting into the vaccine business was his best business investment he ever did. He doubled his fortune from $50 billion to over $100 billion by dealing vaccines. Besides that, he also owns most of the media, or he bribes them. There is this well-known German journalist, Udo Ulfkotte. He was an editor for one of the largest newspapers in all of Europe. He came out a couple of years ago with a shocking confession. He said, for 25 years I've been a journalist. In all those years I was taught to lie, betray, and never tell the truth to the public. And he says, I was bribed by American billionaires, by the CIA, by secret societies, and by the German Secret Service.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. It is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. We live in a banana republic and not in a democratic country where we have press freedom, where we have human rights. I was supported by the Central Intelligence Agency, by the CIA. I'm fed up with it. I don't want to do it anymore. And so I've just written a book, not to earn money. No, it will cause a lot of trouble for me, just to give the people in this country, in Germany, in Europe, and all over the world, just to give them a glimpse of a view what goes up behind the closed doors.
Why is this important in relation to vaccines? Recently, there was a secret meeting by the top vaccine safety specialists from the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. This meeting was secret. It was not supposed to leak out. Someone with a conscience leaked out the footage of that meeting, because those top vaccine safety specialists from around the world admitted to each other their deep concerns about the many long-term health damages caused by vaccines and the many deaths that it causes. And they literally say, what one of the chief scientists from the World Health Organization says, we have no good safety systems in many countries, and we have no answers when people have questions about the deaths occurring due to vaccine.
Because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to particular vaccine and
the deaths that have occurred due to particular vaccine.
And therefore, it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions. If they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original studies.
You are correct. The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
We have a very wobbly health professional frontline that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines, never mind keeping up to date with all this.
Regular vaccines are known to be very dangerous and have severe side effects. The media hides that from you, from the public, at all costs. Recently, there was a hearing of Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, by the American government. A senator pointed out to him, recently, the US government has paid over $4 billion to people whose lives have been destroyed by vaccines. Why is Facebook then hiding information about vaccine damage from its users?
In April, I wrote you that I was disappointed that Facebook would consider restricting free speech rights to communicate the risk associated with vaccinations. In recognition of the uncertainties, the risk of vaccinations, the federal government has created a vaccination trust fund that has paid out over $4 billion to compensate those who have been injured by vaccinations. There is no more clear or persuasive statement that the risk associated with vaccinations than the existence and the payment record of that fund. From time to time, medical research has established case and context of specific risks associated with vaccinations. Shouldn't somebody have the opportunity to express an opinion different from yours? I mean, over $4 billion has been paid out by the fund. Over thousands of people. Don't you think people should be able to have information to make an informed choice?
Congressman, I do. And that's why we don't stop people from posting on their page something that's wrong.
Gatekeeper.
Someone is typing in into the search results, into the search box, something that might lead to anti-vax content. We don't recommend anti-vax searches to them.
Many of the people harmed by this policy are in fact parents with disabled children, and I don't think we or you should be so quick to turn our backs on them. If you look at the statistics, I think you're making a bad mistake.
A serious form of autism causes people to no longer be able to think clearly. They cannot speak properly. They cannot behave properly. They are mentally handicapped. A study was performed by the CDC to investigate the link between vaccines and severe autism. They found that indeed vaccinations cause autism. What happened? They threw all the evidence in a dustbin that they put in the middle of the room. They destroyed the evidence and then released a scientific paper in the renowned magazine Pediatric, where they said, no, vaccines do not cause autism. The chief scientist of that investigation, of that study, William Thompson, he came out and he said, I am guilty. We have hidden the truth from the public.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running.
after the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called the clinic and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head banging, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did. But we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
There is crime at the highest level of the health organizations to hide disinformation. Media hides disinformation. The documentary Vaxxed shows the tremendous destruction that vaccines have caused worldwide. People express their inexpressible heartbreak that vaccines have caused their children who can no longer walk, can no longer speak, can no longer think. Their eyes are all over the place. This documentary has been banned, has been oppressed, has been censored in every possible way. That's why I have invited Dr. Carey to speak out about vaccines, because the COVID-19 vaccine will have all the dangers of regular vaccines plus all the risks of the new technologies that are introduced without safety testing. Bill Gates literally said in an interview with the BBC that they are skipping the usual safety testing period because they have no time. What do you mean they have no time? That's absolutely insane. And he literally said that at least 700,000 people will suffer from side effects. And these side effects include cancer, autoimmune diseases, paralysis, death, all sorts of severe side effects. I will play the clip where you can hear Bill Gates speak about the skipping of the safety testing.
And the thing that'll get us back to the world that we had before coronavirus is the vaccine and getting that out to all 7 billion people. And being effective for older people whose immune system is weak is a huge challenge. If you really amp up the vaccine to do that, then you can run into safety issues. Then you can run into safety issues. Then you can run into safety issues. So we're going to have to take something that usually takes 5 or 6 years and get it done in 18 months. But there will be a trade-off. We'll have less safety testing. We'll have less safety testing. We'll have less safety testing than we typically would have.
As I understand it, then, from what you're saying, is that it may be that there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years, so.
In the next clip, you can hear Bill Gates say that he is injecting genetically modified organisms right into the vein of little kids.
Something to worry about with medicines, that is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein. Genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein. So, yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system where we, you know, do trials and test things out. Yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system. Yeah, I think maybe we should have a safety system.
And look at his expression, how he enjoys it. He looks to the side and he smiles.
You know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
So yeah, maybe we should have some safety testing, which means they do not have it yet at the moment he said that. Which means that for decades he has been injecting genetically modified organisms into millions of people, which can alter their DNA, which causes tremendous destruction to their bodies. And he just says, so yeah, maybe we should have.
It's because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine. And
the major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
We have a very wobbly health professional front line that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
There's, however, something else that's going on with this, which is extremely, extremely dangerous. The health ranger, Mike Adams from Natural News, he is a scientist who has been investigating this for many years. He made a video years ago in which he said, literally, they will cause a coronavirus pandemic and then introduce a vaccine that will kill millions of people because they want to reduce the world's population.
They will be called in a kill switch vaccination program. And the way it will work is likely something like this. First, there will be a planned outbreak, a release of an engineered bioweapon. We saw a practice run for this with the measles outbreak at Disney World a few years ago, which was used to push SB277, the vaccine mandate in California. Now, this will be done on a global scale. An engineered bioweapon will be released. There will be calls for massive government funding of the vaccine industry to come up with a vaccine. And miraculously, they will have a vaccine developed in record time. Everyone will be required to line up and take this vaccine shot, except the shot itself will be formulated to kill people. The kill switch for humanity, it's a hard kill. Laws will be passed demanding that everyone line up to be injected. People who are not vaccinated will be disallowed from participating in public transportation. You won't be allowed to board an airplane. You will be denied a bank account or banking services. And in this injection, they will, of course, feed more bioengineered weapons. There will be viral strains in there with long latency that are programmed to activate perhaps months later. Once the payload begins to express itself, you will start to see people dying all in the streets, across all the cities around the world. Once that begins, the media will push a second round of vaccines. That second round of vaccines will be a shorter duration kill switch that will kill people within weeks, not months, perhaps days in certain cases. If you line up to be injected, you will find yourself very likely dead before very long. And this is the whole point. Vaccines have become weaponized. They are a kill switch vector for humanity. Remember, the globalists don't want humans to be around, at least not most of us. They want to depopulate the planet by 90%. Vaccines have been increasingly weaponized. The Catholic bishops.
Was Mike Adams out of his mind? Was he insane? Why is he saying that? I'll go back to Dr. Carey, and she will explain a few things about the background of Bill Gates, his mission, and the general agenda of the world depopulation. Back to you, Carey.
So you might ask, why is this happening in this new proposed vaccine? Why are all these new technologies? Well, whenever I'm not sure of something, I always say, follow the money. And when you're looking at the backers of these companies that are trying to be the front runners for the vaccine manufacturing, when you're looking at the research and development, when you're looking at who is behind the big health organizations like the World Health Organization, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, you find the same names. One of the major backers is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Another one you're going to see a lot is our military, the Department of Defense and DARPA. Okay, that's another part of the Pentagon. So you're seeing this over and over and over again. Okay, so we know there's entities, military, but let's look at the people, the Bill and Melinda Gates, that are so outspoken, because why would they really be so interested in vaccines? Because they're part of the software technology. They're tech people. They have no background in health or science or epidemiology. Well, if you look at, and they're the ones backing and financing millions and millions of dollars into these companies. So they have a vested interest. So they can make money, because you make money off of vaccines. That's one thing. But looking at the family history, you see that Bill Gates' family has been very much involved with eugenics. Eugenics, that is population control of the world. They, and he do believe that there are too many people in the world, and that to make a healthy world, we need to depopulate. Okay, well, who is he to say who stays and who goes? And he is on video stating that by new vaccines, the technology of new vaccines, we can depopulate, he believes, by 10 to 15%.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, who is he to decide who stays and who goes again? So this is very concerning. We need to look at the motivations behind someone pushing this. Is that their motivation? Another thing to know is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the DARPA, again, that Pentagon, agency, they actually have been funding something called gene drive research, or gene extinction technology. And it's just like you might believe it is. It's about extinction or species extinction. They propose to use this, and they have funded many millions of dollars to this.
Let's go ahead and cut it right there, Mike, and we'll come right back to this clip. We'll finish it up and take your calls. Top of the hour here. Second hour coming up, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. We'll finish it up after this short commercial break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.